Welcome back to another episode of the Trap Pack Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host, Zane. And if you missed last episode, we did part two of grading NFL grades or NFL draft grades. So if you haven't already listened to it, go give that a listen. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing pretty good, you know. Last week of draft stuff, at least for this cycle. So we figured we'd joke around with 2025 mock, which I think they're fun and silly. There's no real serious to these. I'm sure none of these picks are going to be correct, but it's always fun to go look back. I'm sure we'll go look back at it next year and just laugh. Actually, we're already talking about it, some of where like the positions are for teams. I was like, they did the Titans so dirty.
Yeah, they did. Like the Raiders, Broncos, I can understand, but Panthers at one, I don't know. I think there are way worse teams out there than the Panthers.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, but we are done with 2024 draft.
Yes.
But we will still obviously talk about them.
I'm sure they'll come up at least a couple times, especially during preseason stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Videos drop and everything.
Yeah, or did you see that clip of Xavier Worthy dropping his first pass?
Yeah, how he can't catch?
Yeah, and people are, like, already making that a massive, like, deal.
It was already a massive deal in college.
No. It is. Yes, I agree with you. Like, he's not the best. Like,
his hands aren't the greatest.
I don't know
with the Chiefs room well.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan. Oh, that was a shot at the Chiefs, yeah. Right? But I'm not the biggest fan of Worthy. But you have to give him more time. He just got with this team, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now, so it's just like, I just give it time.
Oh, I agree with you. As much as I dislike Worthy, it's way too soon to react. Because look at Ja'Marr Chase. Everybody's like, oh, he's going to be a bust. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
When he was dropping catches? I'm not saying he's going to be Ja'Marr Chase, but, like, give the player time. I'm not his biggest fan either, but, like, you're still learning your quarterback still. And your quarterback's still learning you. Like, it takes time.
Yeah.
So
And put yourself in that position. Wouldn't you be nervous as heck going into rookie training camp?
He looked nervous, dude. I'll say that.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. People just don't look at NFL players enough, rookies, veterans, all of them, enough and just realize they are actually humans and they're not just like not humans. I don't even know what people would think of.
Yeah.
Just football players, not humans. So they still have nerves and other things like
that. Yeah, they still got all these nerves and everything. Like, come on, give them some time.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into this?
Yeah. Actually, do you want to talk about the Ezekiel Elliott signing?
I forgot about that. Yeah. I liked it, actually. I don't know. That was one of my bigger issues with the Cowboys, remember? Because, like, they didn't sign a running back, and I'm like, or draft one or anything. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? And they bring in Zeke. I'm like, I can get behind that, at least for this year.
Yeah.
Especially because next year's group is just wow.
Yeah. Bringing in Zeke back, it doesn't move me or anything. It's just like a smart move from them because they have to have a running back, and you already have he's been on your team before, so
he knows the system, he knows how to play it. It's good. To me, it's good.
Yeah.
So how do you want to do this draft? Odds, evens?
Yeah, let's just do it how we've been doing our mock drafts.
Yeah. And if y'all are an odd pick, because I have no clue. If y'all are an odd pick, I'll let you have them, and I'll just take the next pick or something.
All right. Yeah, that works.
Yeah, so I'll do odds, you do evens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was doing the research already, and of course, with them losing Brian Burns, Edge kind of just fits the Panthers so very well. And the guy I've been hearing a bunch of raves about is James Pierce Jr. from Tennessee. He's the only guy that I really like research, and I guess people love him. So that's where I'm going for one. I just think that's their biggest need. If they are in a top 10 position, they probably will go edge rusher. At least in my opinion right now, it seems like the case. Because I didn't feel like they filled the hole well enough. So I'm going to go with James Pierce Jr. here.
Number one. I think he's a phenomenal player. He got sat down a lot against J.C. Latham. Shout out to Latham.
That's your boy right there, too. So both your Tennessee guy and then
the Alabama guy that I love.
Which is crazy that Tennessee player likes anybody from Bama, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, as just watching them, I'll like whoever. But whenever, like, for example, I love watching Lamar Jackson, but I hate the Ravens. But the Titans, I feel like this is a very unrealistic spot for the Titans here. Yes. Unless just everything goes downhill. You're talking 3-4 wins.
Yeah.
And they got better this year. What was their thought process?
It's just the betting odds is what everything's based on right now.
I'm not a fan of it. This is the betting odds? Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like the Titans here we go. I would say receiver. I'm going with the receiver because D-Hop is older. Calvin Ridley, Burks. I'll go with Burden. Burks hasn't really shown anything.
Okay, there's nothing on him here, but dude, Burden is... He's the one wide receiver I watched in 2025. He is legit. I love that pick, actually, to be honest.
Yeah, because D-Hop will be old.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't truly have a number one receiver right now.
I mean, I'd say D-Hop is, but he's just old.
Yeah, right now, I would not want him as my wide receiver one. I'd want him as my, wide receiver two.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's fair. I think the entire team just had kind of a weird year, though. So, I don't know. I'm interested to see how it goes this year. I still think wide receiver is probably their biggest need right now. I know Titans fans were all upset they didn't take a receiving threat early, but y'all fixed up the roster, so there's nothing you really needed to do.
Latham was a great pick, so.
He was a great pick. Second round, who did they pick second round?
Sweat.
Oh, no, that was a bad pick. I was going to say they had a good second round pick, too, but just kidding. Okay. So, Patriots, it says we need edge, corner, and D-tackle. Personally, I still disagree, and I'm going on the thought process of tackle's still not going to work out, and we're still going to need one of 2025. The guy who's been my number one as of right now is Will Campbell, because we both watched Jaden a lot. I watched him block for Jaden. He was doing phenomenal. I think actually both him and Emory Jones will end up in the first round.
LSU has an incredible offensive line.
They do. And to me, he's number one. Banks is close to. Green's a third. And then probably Emory and then him. Like, that's my early, at least. That's just my early prediction. I think Campbell's the best one, though. And I think the Patriots will need a left tackle. Campbell secures that. Left tackle's on. We're good. But yeah, that's my thought process, at least, for anybody questioning it.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. So, wait, they took team needs like... Oh, like if that team drafted, like the Broncos, for example, don't need a quarterback because Bo Nix is their quarterback.
They'll probably stick with Nix no matter what this next year, though. First round pick, you're going to stick to him.
Yeah, unless Sean Payton gets fired.
Yeah, I don't think that happens, though. I think he's another year out from that.
Yeah. Broncos, I would trade down. At four?
Frankly, are we doing trades? Teams, I would trade down.
Are we doing trades?
We can do trades. I'm not against it. I just don't know what we trade, you know?
Yeah, that is so fair, though. I'll take Walker from Kentucky. I've seen him a bit. He's been all right. I think he had a really good game against Tennessee this year, too.
I remember people talking about him already in the draft process, saying he could potentially end up going one because he's that good. So I'm excited to see what happens here with him. Oh, wow. They did quarterbacks dirty. Quinn Ewers just doesn't exist. He's a scroll down, though, I'm pretty sure.
Wait, who?
Quinn Ewers. He's just not even on the top.
Wait, what team does he play for?
Texas.
Oh, wait, yeah.
To me, it's like three guys who could go round one right now. So.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're going.
The Raiders makes sense, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just which one? I like Beck. Hold on. Let me.
Beck, Carson Beck, he has a weird face, but he is a dog.
Yeah, that's exactly how I'd put that.
He is really good.
Yeah, I would go back probably at one. Ewers is honestly my two right now, then Sanders. I think that Sanders is so overrated, though.
Oh, Sanders is. Milroe's really good.
Milroe's underrated for sure. I think he's late one right now for me.
Yeah, but I think he's an Alabama quarterback.
True. Yeah, I think Beck for me ends up being my one. Wow, they have another guy that's dirty. Can I even scroll? Is there a scroll?
Wait, you can't even scroll on this?
Where can I go? Oh, I can.
Oh, 98?
That's dirty.
That is after the year that he had?
That's crazy. I mean, he got hurt for part of the year, but he was still a dog.
Yeah, no, I know. Like, he was still putting up some good numbers. He toasted Alabama's defense, too.
Ewers has the highest ceiling of the group. He's just going to get his mechanics down.
Yeah.
I think Beck is probably the most pro-ready. He'll fit right into the offense they want. So.
Yeah, Giants taking quarterback because there's already reports, even before the season starts, there's problems between Jones.
Daniel Jones or whatever neighbors said.
Yeah.
Who do you think for quarterback?
I think I don't know. I'm going to go with it's between Milroe and Sanders.
Not even Ewers?
But
I respect all three, frankly.
I'll just go with Ewers. Or Ewers, however you say that name.
Yeah, I don't even know.
The proper name.
I think that's a good pick. Honestly, he fits the system. He's like exactly what Daniel Jones was supposed to be. Like, he's the archetype, so they know what to do right with him. That's a good pick. Honestly. Ooh, okay. I have a weird question because I didn't actually – hold on, let me look him up. Harold Perkins, I remember coming into the year, everybody was raving about him for linebacker. Is he like that? Or am I just dumb?
LSU's defense was really good, but, like, I don't know, like, college players' names as much as, like, I do NFL guys. Because, like, I'll watch college, and I'll just sit there and watch it, but, like, I'm not really paying attention.
Oh, that's what I forgot about. We both, I think, just forgot about him.
Oh, I know who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah, it's not going to let me do Colorado. Okay, my computer is just not wanting me to type. Yeah, I think Travis Hunter. I mean, in my opinion, corner is just such a big need on their board, and I don't like any of their corners right now. So this could definitely, this would probably be a pick that changes. I think they end up maybe making a playoff run. So they'll be way later than there actually are. But I still think...
Wait, a playoff run this year?
Potentially, yeah. I think they filled all the holes on the roster outside of corner, which I did think they grabbed some nice corners, if I remember, when we were doing the grades on them. Let me check that real fast.
Yeah, I think they got two. Maybe?
Maybe they did. Who did the Cardinals draft? Draft recap. That's perfect. Thank you, Cardinals. Never thought I'd say that. So they drafted Marvin. They drafted D-line. Milton in the second. Okay. Yeah, corner, maybe not. And then Elijah Jones in the third. And a safety. It's definitely defense for me, though, right now. It's that or tackle. I just think Travis Hunter is probably going to be top 10. It's just like, hold on. Let's look at the board.
Just where?
Yeah. For sure, where? Man, actually, that's rough. Yeah. I don't know. Who's the D-tackle? I haven't watched these guys yet. And I'm sorry if y'all can hear the dogs. They bark at TVs all the time. I'm just going to do Travis Hunter. I feel like he fits. So Travis Hunter there at 7.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a pick anyway.
Commanders? I think you go receiver here.
Receiver? Okay. I don't hate
it. Yeah. Go with the Ohio State guy at 10. He was supposed to go in this round, but he opted out of this draft.
Yeah, he was supposed to be an early second rounder, I believe. Like, he was, like, on that cusp, and so he's like, I'm just going to go back so that I can submit as a first rounder. Which, frankly, I think he would have ended up going round one, but good call on his part, not risking it in a stat class.
Yeah, and he has a year to, like, not be behind Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, so Buka right there. Okay. That was Carter. I'm going to look up Carter. I said I researched some guys, but clearly I didn't research the right ones. Let me look up Carter real fast, because that's where I'm thinking of going is edge, because I still feel like that's probably their top need. That or probably still tackle, frankly. I still don't like their tackle room. I also thought about Shadur here, but I don't know. Let me see. They probably trade back right here, honestly. But
yeah, I don't.
I don't know. I like Kelvin Banks here, honestly. I think that's where I'm going to go. Kelvin Banks out of Texas at tackle for them at 9. I know they went tackle round 1 this past year, but they really don't have a great offensive line, and I think we'll still see that again. It's just bad offensive line play, so they're going to want to fix it.
Yeah. And hopefully that hopefully they do something at quarterback. They got Rattler. I was actually watching the Tennessee and South Carolina game, and he looked like a NFL quarterback.
That's why I didn't pick Shadur. That is actually why I didn't pick Shadur, was because I was just like, I'm just going to say Rattler wins the job and, like, has, like, he just gets it for the year, and so they're just stuck with him.
Yeah. And honestly, I don't mind giving Rattler half of this year and then next year.
Yeah, because the Saints are from Derek Carr.
Yeah,
I like Carr, but dude's
I do too.
Not the same.
Yeah, he's just not the answer anymore.
No, unfortunate, but he's not.
I'm going Vikings this year. You got to focus on defense because their offense is pretty well. Yeah. Like, they have everything on offense. It's just, what can J.J. McCarthy do? So I'm going with Will Johnson out of Michigan.
He's a dog. He is an absolute dog on the field.
Yeah.
Did you watch much of him yet?
I have not. But I did watch the playoff games, and I'm, like, trying to remember, like, if I...
When they were on him, they weren't catching the ball. When it was the other guy, that's when people caught the ball.
Mm-mm.
I promise you, he's going to be good. Him, Benjamin Morris, and Travis, dude, the top three of this class, people are going to be very happy with. Oh, I forgot about Patrick Graham, or Mason Graham. Oops.
I thought this draft class was supposed to be, like, crappy.
It's kind of crappy. Kind of. It's, like, it's just not as good as this year.
Yeah. Because I feel like this year, like, every first-round talent, some are, like, going to be really good in the NFL.
None of the QBs in this group would have gone top. Actually, they might have gone first round because of how many were going, but they probably would have been QB 5 or, like, QB 6 on people's boards.
On the Falcons board, they would have been QB 1.
Oh, yeah, easily. Did you see the report? Kirk Cousins reportedly, one of the reasons he left the Vikings was because they planned to draft a quarterback. He then went to a team that drafted a quarterback.
Yeah, I did see that. That's just crazy.
Falcons, what are y'all doing? Don't mess around with the draft. By the way, I did look at the full draft board. No team has traded their first-round pick as of right now. So it is straight up, everybody has their own pick.
Oh.
We haven't had that in a long, long time.
Yeah, dude, I don't remember the last time that happened.
Hold up. It's been different since, like, 2020, at least. At least.
I'm gonna look that up.
When was the last time everybody had their own first-round pick? That'd be honestly a good question. While you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and pick. I think because you remember they got rid of their corner, I like Benjamin Morris as well. Of course, there's no stats, so I can't pull anything up. I think he's a dog. I think he's better than Kevin Hart, who ended up in the fifth round, but I think that was a steal. Benjamin Morris, I think he's a dog. I think he ends up going to the Bucks here at 11. I think the Bucks are probably going to have a later pick than this, though. I don't know. I like Benjamin Morris going here. I think he's just a great pick. Did you find it?
No, it's just, it's not like answering.
Dang. It's not giving you anything, really, is it?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to look it up. Yeah.
20.
What?
Okay. When was the last time? Okay. Well, it's not answering my question. It's just like telling you, like, the past few years, like, it's been like teams that traded.
Of course.
Okay, well, if you want to know that answer, I guess you just got to do your own research. Yeah, Seahawks. Maybe they might finally draft a position they actually truly do need. If you go back to offensive or offensive, yeah, offense, and then good offensive line.
Which and, spot on it?
Or just tackles.
Okay.
And I'm going with the LSU guy, Jones.
Jones, yeah. I like that. They have him so low, but he's better than that.
Yeah, like their offensive line was incredible this year.
Okay, here's my thought process with this next pick. I think Harold Perkins is a dog, and I think we're letting him and Mason Graham slip a little too far for my liking. So I think Harold Perkins for the Colts is just perfect. Because they need, in my opinion, linebackers are a bigger need. I actually wrote that as one of my three needs for them for the next draft, as of right now at least. So I think Harold Perkins, the Colts would be perfect.
Yeah, like, linebacker is such an underrated position.
It's the reason the Chiefs made the Super Bowl is because the teams they played against, linebackers.
Yes.
Well.
Except the Ravens.
Yeah.
And Niners. But the Niners, they lost Greenlaw.
Yeah.
The Steelers. Wow, at 14. Can you go to wide receiver?
Yeah.
Thanks. I'm just going to go with the Arizona guy.
Dude, I love that you did that pick because he's so good. Go look up his stats. If you haven't, go look up his stats. They're crazy.
I was, here you go. I'll look it up because I was questioning drafting him just because of Arizona.
Honestly, fair. He's kind of nuts. I can't lie. Like, I was watching
6'5". 6'5", 209 pounds. Oh, my gosh. 1,400 yards, 10 TDs, mm-hmm. 90 receptions. Wow, okay.
He's was kind like of a dog. This past year. He was like that. I liked him. I was watching Jacob Cowing for a minute. And because he was from Arizona too, and then I was watching the guy on the other end of the field who looked huge compared to him. I was like, I don't even want to watch Cowing anymore. And so I just started watching McMillan. I'm like, McMillan is a dog. He's great though. Team needs a wide receiver. They're gonna be happy. Dude has all the measurables to, like, be a dominant one.
Yeah, but he's a little undersized. Like, weight wise, yeah,
but weight, that's fine. Like, there's a level of it that's fine and there's a level of it that's not, and I think he's in the fine spot, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do with the Jaguars. I really don't. I'm thinking corner, but I'm just like, I don't know. I think corner kind of just fits. Edge doesn't really fit them. I think I'll probably go corner. Burke's good, right? Like, I genuinely, outside of the top three, I kind of didn't really look.
Yeah, I think. Burke. Yeah.
He's good.
Like, where did people? I would have personally went offensive line here.
Thought about it. I just didn't know who to pick.
That's fair.
Ernest Jones, I haven't watched. So, okay, they have Burke at 4. How about offensive line? Where do they have him? Yeah, some people don't even have him as like their top 6, so that's why I got a little concerned. Let me see, what do these people have him that, okay, he's not even on their list. Okay, I do want to say some of these guys might even go in this class. They could just go next year, so
yeah,
I wouldn't be shocked if Ernest ends up going next year. Like the year after, 2026. But I'll entertain it, and I'll go Ernest Jones here.
Oh, you went off into flying. Oh.
Yeah, I did. Now there's really no offensive line for Browns.
But I am going with quarterback here.
Thank you.
because Deshaun Watson, after this season, will either, I don't know what the Browns will do, but he will not be starting next year.
I think he's going to play at the level he did this year, and they're going to draft a quarterback and start Deshaun next year, and he's still going to suck, and they'll bring in somebody.
Yeah. And the Browns... Yeah, let's... I think... I kind of think Sanders and Milroe kind of have the same play style.
More so.
Somewhat. But I'm going with Milroe here.
You're going to go with Milroe. All right.
Yeah. I just don't like Sanders. Like, I just don't think he's good. Point,
yeah. You're preaching to the choir. I have been fully out on him. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not a big fan. Okay. The need isn't on here for the Rams. But D-tackle, I think Graham is probably, like, the best D-tackle. I kind of forgot he was in the class.
Who did they draft this year? The Rams.
And they draft Fisk. Ooh. Okay. But Graham is, like, that good. So, like, if he's on the board, draft him. That's kind of my standpoint.
And Michigan's defense was really good this year.
I watched him. He was insane. Dominant force. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Like, I'm not even going to think about it. It's where I'm going.
Okay, this is ridiculous. The Chargers have better odds to have a better record than the Steelers.
Hey, but you're glorious King Herbert. I mean, come on now.
I mean, yeah. I'm just happy he's happy. In relationships, you have to take...
No bears.
You have to take losses. But, I'm going to go... What receivers are still on the board?
Stewart, Bond... Probably my top two.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Stewart here.
Stewart's
Oregon, good. Oregon connection.
They didn't overlap at all. You know that, right?
No, I know. But like... like, Herbert...
I had to make sure with you first.
Yeah, no. Like, Herbert got drafted in 2020. And he'd be coming out in 2025. So that means... He'd have to be in college for 6 years.
Hey, you know, Penix did it. Jaden Daniels played against Herbert, so
he threw a touchdown pass to
Brandon Ayuk over what was his name? Over the Niners corner.
Ward?
Yeah, I think it was Ward. Which is actually really funny.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So crazy to think about. See, it shows how little we've done research for the next class so far, but I think Edge kind of makes the most sense for the Bears. And I think Carter out of Penn State, you know, Penn State's been pumping out the edge rushers left and right lately, so Carter's probably going to be a dog. And, I mean, they have him ranked sixth, and they need an edge rusher, so... That's my thought process with that.
And honestly, we're doing this because it's fun, something to do.
Yeah, it's something for us and maybe y'all to laugh about. At least laugh at maybe us afterward and later. So.
Yeah, because it's just like whenever this I'm planning on watching more college football this year.
I am too.
So hopefully I'll know a lot more about these guys than I do right now. Whenever the next draft comes.
We're going to be on it next year. Our rankings are going to be so exact that even the players, like, we're going to guess the pick. All of our picks are going to be correct for, like, the top 100. Just wait. It's going to be crazy.
And this mock draft will be correct. Every single one. Falcons, Sanders, Bring in another.
I thought you were serious. I went to click the button. I'm going to be totally honest. Oh, man, Sanders is falling.
Dude, they have... Okay, this is aggravating to see right here.
Oh, I'm a little aggravated.
So. Like, just looking at... They have the Jets at 23. I've been a little aggravated. That's more understandable than the Chargers at 18. I'm a Chargers fan. I'll cheer for the Chargers if they're not versing the Steelers, but at 18 is a little insane.
The Bears is... To me right now, the Bears right now is getting a little overhyped, and I'm a little over it.
I can understand the hype, like people hyping them up, but I'd only be hyping up their offense. Fair. Their defense has not changed at all.
It's pretty meh.
But I do not trust their coaching, so.
No, I don't either.
But the Falcons, I think you finally bring in an edge rusher, and you bring in the Texas A&M guy down. Oh, wait, no, the Ole Miss guy. Never mind.
Kinsley, no, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, that's why I just said the Ole Miss guy. I was like,
oh. Yeah, Ole Miss guy. Yeah, there's not much to say because I haven't watched him. I knew, like, the first 18 players, kind of. But past that, it's just like, he's good, yeah. Right? I'm curious if quarterback, like, ooh, okay. I know where Sanders can go. I think we might have the same thought process, if you see it.
No, I see it.
Yeah, okay. All right, good. To me, Dolphins didn't really fill out their line on either side of the ball like I would have liked. I'd like Donovan Jackson, and I'd also like Walter Nolan as a defensive tackle, because who are you really replacing? Who they lose?
Wilkins.
Yeah. Sure. Who are you replacing Wilkins with? Like, so to me, right now, their biggest issue is right here at defensive tackle, so I'm going to go with Walter Nolan. I wouldn't hate guard here, though. To me, both is kind of a need. Yeah, I'll leave it to you.
Packers.
They're going to pick something dumb.
Yeah.
They always do. Not something dumb. Something weird.
Yeah, like a non-projected first-round pick.
That ends up being insanely good. Like, it works every year.
Yeah, they just, like... They know how to cook with, like, the draft.
They really do, and it gets annoying, but it's good respect.
Yeah. Wait, can you not scroll down?
Oh, no, it's not letting me.
Oh, dang. Okay,
I can go position by position. What you thinking?
I was thinking corner.
Okay.
Actually, you said the running back class was good this year. Running back.
I will say they do have Jacobs right now.
Yeah, they do, but he's like 26. Wait, he's only 26. Yeah.
These four, all four of the top four, in my opinion, Judkins, Gordon, Henderson, Hampton, any of the four I could see end up being a first
round. Gordon is a phenomenal, like...
Yes.
I think he led the NCAA in rushing this year.
He had 1,800 yards.
Yeah. I have to go back to corner. Sorry.
No, you're fine. I thought I understood the thought process completely, honestly.
I forget Jacobs is on that team and Aaron Jones is on the Vikings all the time.
Yeah.
I say you just go with the Washington guy.
Washington guy?
Yeah. Prysock.
Sure. He's got a cool name. That means he'll work.
Yeah. Right? And that's why I'm drafting him, because this is a Packers, like.
Such a Packers draft. I heard the Ohio State guy, so I just mentally went there and I was like, oh, that's not what you said. I could have fun with this pick.
Wait, was this the team that you were thinking of?
No, it was not. I was thinking. Dallas.
Of Dallas, yeah.
I could have so much fun with this pick. I'm trying to decide if I want to do it. Rodgers didn't say he's close to retirement, did he? Has that come out yet?
No. But they also did draft Jordan Travis. So I feel like they won't draft a first-round quarterback until they give Travis a chance.
But it was a seventh-round pick, or sixth, or whatever. So, like, why?
Hey, why did they give Brady a chance?
Fair. Fair. Well, because Brady, it was mid-season. But that's completely different than this. I don't know. I'm trying to decide on this pick. I'm sorry. It's actually, you know what? I'm doing it. It's for the laughs anyway. I'm going to do Shedeur Sanders. Rodgers retires after tearing his Achilles after the first play this year. And, yeah, they just need a quarterback. So Shedeur Sanders is a Jet. And he ends up being a bust, which would be even better. That's hating. I know it's hating.
Yeah, the player you don't like and the team you don't like.
It's generational hating right now.
Also, we brought up Brady. Did you ever, like, I know I texted you last night. Did you ever look at the roast?
I saw clips, but I didn't get to watch the whole thing because I've been studying all day.
I was just watching it or listening to it in the background. Oh, like, I couldn't believe that this was live and they were allowing these jokes.
Some of the jokes, like, that's crazy.
Like, it was insane. The amount of times they brought up Aaron Hernandez.
That was a little too far. Like, the first one, or maybe not the first one. There were two of them that were fine. Then the other two, I was like, come on now.
It was just insane.
Yeah.
And Brady made a joke.
The Brady one was fine. The Brady Hernandez joke was fine. That was very broad. That was fine.
Yeah, but no, he made another. He made a 9/11 joke. Drew Bledsoe.
I won't lie, I laughed out loud at that joke.
Did you hear that joke?
Yes, that was.
It was so funny. It was so funny, but it was so terrible.
Yeah. Like the girl who came up, she was actually really good. I'm not even.
Oh yeah, no, she was. Like, I had no idea. Like, who most of these people were.
I was like, respect. The bald head dude, he had a joke that I was like, okay. I know Brady came up there as a joke saying, never say that again, but like, that was kind of, come on now.
It was hilarious. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was a joke that like, was too far, but it was like, also like, caught me off guard, and I was like, what?
There were so many of those jokes.
The
Jets joke, dude. Oh, now you got me thinking about that one. That one was so bad.
It was so bad. I was watching it and I was like,
that's so true.
I was like, where is Brady going with this joke? And then I was like, oh my gosh.
It's so like accurate, and that's why I laughed. I was like, oh
yeah,
man,
I know. There was a theory, or not a theory, but like, people, I was scrolling on TikTok. This was a while back. People were like, if 9/11 never happened, we would have never gotten Brady.
Because they had to move. We didn't get Brady, yeah.
Well, because they had to move this, like, a game back.
It was I think it was that. No, it wasn't that game. But they had to move it around, and then it ended up happening that way, yeah.
Yeah. And the NFL season started later, so. I don't know. Yeah. It's crazy. But yeah, we can get back to this.
I can text it to you later, though.
All right. Texans, they're all in right now. They're going all in.
They don't really have many holes in the roster, do they?
No.
Even wide receiver and corner, I'm looking at it, I'm like, they just fixed those needs. Even next year, yeah. I think they're going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't know why they don't sign like Jordan Poyer or like Gilmore. Just like, get some veteran ship in the locker room, you know?
Wouldn't hate it at all. Gilmore's taking a step back, but to have him on the roster, he's just such a mentor to players. He'd be good to have.
And the Texans are so young, so I think that would be a very smart investment for them.
Yeah. Their first pick, I think, was a corner, too. So, I mean...
Yeah. They didn't have actually, a first this year.
Their first pick, not first round pick.
Wait, I thought the Vikings... I thought the Vikings gave up their first this year to move.
It was 2 seconds and like a third or something.
Dang. Well, I'm going to go with Grant from Michigan.
Like it.
Because, their defensive line's one of the weaker groups.
That probably is. Honestly, off the top of my head, that's probably their weakest group right now.
Outside of edge, that's like edge is good, and then defensive line,
okay.
The Cowgirls,
they're so known for doing this, and that's why I think they'll do it again. Because who do they have at running back next year? You know, like, I think any one of these four could be a first round pick, personally. From what I saw from Judkins this past year, I think he's probably the best of the group. Or him and Ollie Gordon are the best of the group. And I think Judkins is probably just slightly better as a prospect, not as a player right now, I take Ollie. But prospect-wise, I think Judkins, and I think he fits what they need more. So I'm going to go with Judkins here for the Cowgirls.
Running back.
They always do it. I mean...
Yeah. That's a needle mover right there.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys fans. Here. You have to go defense.
I feel like, yeah.
Yeah. You covered the corner need. I go linebacker. I would go with Carter here.
I like this right now, by the way. I saw him on the board. I'm like, Carter. You were reading my mind.
You have now two Carters on the team.
Yep. Maybe the one Carter won't be as much of an idiot off the field as this the other Carter. Ooh. Ew.
Oh, my gosh. This is disgusting.
Their needs are weird.
The spot like they're in is disgusting. Like, I'm guaranteeing right now the Bengals are having a top 10 pick in the next year's draft class.
I as much as I love the Bengals, I see them more at 23 than I do at 27. I think they make the playoffs, just not this late of a pick. They could completely surprise me, and I could be completely wrong.
You would lose in the divisional round.
Oh, yeah. Which, okay, yeah.
And there's no way that the Bengals... I don't know. I'm just a Bengals hater.
You are. You are a complete Bengals hater. I can respect it. I'm just trying to figure out who I want to pick. It's either, for me right now, it's either Edge... He switched schools. It's either Edge or it's... honestly, running back. You know what? I'm a Chase Brown fan. I'm picking Edge. I don't like any of the wide receivers left, so. Hey, surprise, surprise, Chiefs at 32. This didn't change at all. This should have gone. The Bills here is disgusting. Hold on. That is
that's
gross.
Crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy work. Come on now.
So they basically just think the NFL season is going to do exactly what...
Last year did.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose money. The betting odds don't, so I guess they just leave it for, like, the last couple teams.
I mean, I guess that's fair. Buffalo, what need do they not have?
Yeah.
Literally just... you could scroll up and down and just click a random button, and it'd probably be good for them. But I think their biggest need is their corner room, because I feel like corner is a very important position. It's one of the most important positions on the defensive side of the ball. Like, I understand edge, yes, you have Von Miller and he's like 39. But it doesn't matter how much pressure you get on the quarterback if you have solid corners. But edge also helps corner, and corner helps edge.
It's
so
really like, I'm not going to say a double-edged sword, but if you have one really good like pass rush, your corners don't matter as much. But if you have one really good corner group, your edge group doesn't matter as much.
Yeah. I'm actually going to go with edge here.
With edge? Okay.
Yeah. Gonna go with Moore from Michigan.
Michigan. We've got way too many Michigan to just go around one.
Jim Harbaugh's mock draft.
Yeah, this is. Oops. Sorry guys, it got leaked. Okay.
I should name this. We should name this the title.
Yeah. The Jim Harbaugh mock draft of 2025. I'm thinking right now. Their edge group isn't bad. I don't know why it says edge. D-tackle, they've helped that too. Wide receiver, to me, they're still fine. Safety and quarterback. Quarterback, I'm still going to believe in Goff. So that just leaves safety, and for me, that's Starks. That's just my thought process, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, their secondary was really bad, so that's a good pickup here. I say you go with the edge, another edge rusher here. Wait, no. Do they need edge? I feel like they do.
They kind of do. Their guards are bad. Their edge is not great. Linebacker could use help. That's at least the three I wrote down. I don't hate it, though. So, edge.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with edge from Penn State.
Yeah, at this point, it's just like, I don't know the player. Yeah. I do know this player. Denzel Burke out of Ohio State. I'm not going to let him follow the Chiefs and then get another good corner, because that would just be annoying.
Yeah, with the last pick in this draft.
Last pick of the first round. They will not be here. I hope. I don't think I can do another season of it. I don't want to hear next offseason, can they go four in a row?
Okay, now, coming from a Patriots fan now, come on.
Okay, I'm a little hypocritical, but we never had that when I was really, really watching. So, cut me some slack. It was every other year with us.
Very true. I'm going to go with the safety from Clemson down there.
Safety from Clemson. Ooh, good look. I don't even know how to... It's Andrew, and then I don't know how to pronounce. Mabuka? No, at the end.
Mukuba
or something. Sure. Andrew out of Clemson. We're going to say Andrew out of Clemson. I am so sorry to all. We don't know how to pronounce stuff. That is the way too early, and I put emphasis on way too early. 2025 mock draft for us. See, the schedule comes out in like a week. Or not even a week. In like 2 days.
What comes out?
The schedules.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. I'm not like the biggest. Like, it's whatever. Like, the schedule's coming out.
It means tickets go up, though.
Yeah, that does mean that. But
which means planning the the J.J. McCarthy time.
Oh, yes, planning the J.J. McCarthy trip. Our precious king is coming.
Yes, he's coming. I was going to say home, but just here.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like this first 11, I'm not going to lie.
Hold up, how many Michigan guys are there?
One. Quite a few. One.
Two. Three. Four.
I got five. Do I got five?
Oh, five. Wait.
One, two.
Two.
Three. Four. Oh, I was counting. I counted an Ole Miss guy. Oops.
Mm.
There's a lot of Ole Miss guys on here, too, though. This is pretty much like top ranked schools for the most part. I think it's really funny.
Yeah, it's no like Toledo.
No. Shout out to Quinyon Mitchell. I'm sure there's going to be a couple of those guys that pull up though.
Yeah.
On the draft. I didn't even see Donovan Edwards. Okay, pull out another Michigan guy. Donovan Edwards is also a great running back. This next group of running backs, dude. I will say that now. I'll put my foot down with that group. I'll put it on the hill. It's going to be the best it has been in like 5 years for the running back position. Like, this group is going to be phenomenal for this, like, for the NFL. I know the NFL is struggling with running back, like, contracts, but I think this group is going to help it because they're all going to be so great. The teams are going to actually start offering them stuff again. I don't know. Maybe a weird take, but I'll stick by it.
No, that's a solid take there. I just get multiple outlets reporting the Cowboys are interested in trading for Najee Harris.
Please no.
Yeah.
I need his fantasy stock to actually, you know what? I wouldn't hate it. Who do y'all have at running back one then? Warren?
Jalen Warren. He's a dog. I honestly think he's better than Harris.
As one, I don't like it. But as a two, I like him.
I like the Harrison and Warren combination. But them by themselves, I'd be a little worried.
Fair. Man, Patriots cut Nathan Rourke, our fifth string quarterback.
Y'all have four quarterbacks on the roster five. Right now. Five?
Yeah, we had five. But now we have four. Four going into the training camp stages is fine, though. Especially when we have two we, like, need to protect and the other two can just be used for throwing. I feel like that's fine. But he just posted, thankful for the stint, the brief stint in Foxborough. Wish I could have stayed and competed longer. Wish everybody the best. Peace out. So, respect. He wasn't even there for that long. But I respect him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, like, respectable to go on Twitter.
He just said, peace out. And now number 13's open. So, maybe a good player will take number 13. Last pair we had wearing 13 wasn't so great. Well, okay. He was good. He just wasn't, you know. It was Jack Jones.
Who wore number... Yeah.
Dude, I'm looking... We'll talk about the schedules, I'm sure, definitely next week. Because they'll come out. And we'll actually know who everybody plays for sure. And where. Patriots have, like, the roughest schedule.
Who do y'all play?
Okay, let me go. At home. The Jets, the Texans, the Chargers, the Dolphins, the Colts, the Bills, the Rams, and the Seahawks. At home. Away, the Cardinals, Dolphins, Bears, Bills, Bengals, Titans, Jets, San Fran, and Jags.
Dang.
Yeah, we're toast. Our betting odds
hopefully
are fair.
Hopefully six wins.
I fully expect four. I fully.
Hey,
like,
at least you have expectations lower than higher.
I would rather start lower with this team right now. And it's not even like I don't like our roster. I just don't think we're going to compete with Brissett starting at least half the year. Yeah. I don't know. I think Patriots finishing with a top five pick is pretty fair. We'll probably end up trading back, getting another pick for 2026 in the first round, and then picking later in the first and picking hopefully an offensive tackle, or maybe just sticking and picking Will Campbell or Banks or Emery or even Ernest. I don't care. Just fix the O-line. Nice. What's the Steelers' schedule? You know?
We play the Titans, I know.
Here?
No, away. Or at home. Oh. Because I always look, like, whenever the season releases, I always... Okay, so we play at home Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Chiefs, Chargers, Cowboys, Giants, Jets. Away, we play the Ravens, Bengals, Browns, Raiders, Broncos, Eagles, Commanders, Colts, Falcons.
I could see 7-8.
What? 7-8? 7-8?
7 or 8.
Last year, in the past 2 years,
maybe not.
We are 4-1. No, 5-1 against the Ravens.
Okay. So, maybe, yeah, 8-9 range, as per usual.
Okay, well, I'm thinking of a 11-6 season. Let Russell Wilson cook.
I'm not a Russ fan anymore.
I'm not either, but I have to act it.
Sure. I had to act it with Mac Jones last year, so.
Yeah, that's fair.
I still tried to believe the entire offseason. He looked like he got in shape and everything, and then bad QB play. Yeah. I don't even know what else to say to that. It's just bad QB play.
Yeah, Mac Jones. Too. Yeah, I don't think Mac Jones. What?
So we both kind of had that.
Yeah. But I feel like, I don't know, I wouldn't have minded if the Steelers would have brought in one of the quarterbacks and would have kept Kenny Pickett. Like, bring in Fields and then keep Pickett.
Well, apparently he threw a fit, and that's why they just got rid of him. Was that, like, true?
I mean, yeah, that's what the reports are saying. But, like, I still would have been like, okay, dude, you still haven't proved anything.
Like, suck it up. We drafted you. You're stuck with us.
Yeah, like, he hasn't, like, taken any shots at Pittsburgh or anything, so.
He's just a better dude, I guess. Maybe he's humble about it or just nice about it.
Yeah.
I will say, we had two wide receivers in, like, the top 8. I don't think that happens with this next class, but, yeah.
Two receivers?
Yeah, we had Luther and then Ibuka, both top 8.
Mm.
I don't see it, but hey, anything's possible.
Yeah, that is fair. Yeah, anything is possible, and especially in the NFL draft.
Anything's possible with the NFL in general. I'm just trying to. Now I'm still so bugged about, like, when was the last time the draft didn't have a switch? Like, when was the last time this happened, where every team had their first round?
I feel like a team will give up, like, their first for a receiver this year.
Yeah, like the Cowboys trade away CD, or Ayuk somehow ends up getting a first round trade. Something is gonna happen.
Yeah,
I don't know. I expect something. It's never gonna be perfect, so, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't think it will either.
Yeah, I feel like I feel like that's where we kind of wrap it up, though. I don't feel like there's much more to say, at least for this episode.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening to leave a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in to the next one, and peace out.
Peace.